you begin by telling me what the impetus was for this big tour?
Well, you know, starting from a very young age, I was really interested in exploring and finding out more about the world and just seeing more. So as soon as I was able to, I started traveling and I just started exploring more and more, and like ripples in a pond, my travels got further and further away. And what I realized when I came home after doing the Vagabond Chef travel in 2013 and going all over the country, and after traveling, you know, throughout the world as an adult, I'd never really explored West Virginia. And through what I've been doing as the Vagabond Chef at our kitchen here in Wheeling in the past year, I've seen the energy in West Virginia, you know, specifically in Wheeling, but I see it throughout the whole state of, let's find a way to pick ourselves up and stand on our own 2 feet. Let's find a viable economy that celebrates what makes West Virginia great instead of destroys it. And I couldn't be, you know, more proponent for that. So I wanted to find those stories. I wanted to draw those things together through the course of my own exploration of what makes our state great.
So you took this big long trip. Tell me about some of the places that you visited. You were stopping at sort of local food-based places.
My goal is, first and foremost, it's to connect with people and hear their stories and kind of share, you know, our paths as much as possible. So I got to meet some really great people with some really fabulous stories, and it's great to see how interconnected everyone is. So when I talked with Joe Beater at Jewel City Seafood, he'd actually gone to school in Wheeling. He worked at Ernie's Esquire, you know, and then after that, he went to Florida and was high up in a big wholesale seafood company for several years. And now he's taken all that experience and knowledge back to Huntington, and he has probably the best seafood that I've ever had because he knows what to look for, and he will not settle for anything less than the best. Mm-hmm. I got to hear the stories of places like Pies and Pints in Fayetteville, who you know, started out as just kind of a place for raft guides to hang out and just exploded. And then how do you deal with that? How do you deal with getting so big and having franchises in Morgantown and Charleston and two or three in Columbus, I think they said? Keely Steele at Bluegrass Kitchen, Starling, and Tricky Fish in Charleston. Like, her and her husband John have expanded their business to three different locations with three different concepts on the same block.
Wow.
They have created the neighborhood they wanted to live in. And that's super awesome. And so there's all these different people finding all these different paths to achieve what's really the same goal. Like, how do I find a way to live my life and go to work and feel good about it? How do I wake up in the morning with a smile on my face and give back? You know, how do I give back to my community?
And so what are you taking away from all of this? What's next for you, for the Vagabond Chef? And do you have any other plans to do any more touring around?
Yeah, absolutely. I hope to be able to build both the Vagabond Kitchen and the Vagabond Chef. So I hope to be able to develop the Vagabond Chef into more of a respected and desired culinary travel blogger. Mm-hmm. And then Vagabond Kitchen into a destination and into an empire, a vagabond empire of different concepts and different locations and to continue to build and grow and give back. I believe that success is helping other people.
Excellent. Well, great. Well, thanks very much for chatting with me and telling me all about your trip.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah.